Greetings. The show begins in Moscow, where the word war has been used by Dmitry Peskov, the spokesperson for the Kremlin. War between Moscow and Kyiv. I speak with Colonel Jeff McCausland. What comes next? A broad front advance is what The Economist says is at hand as Russia builds up its logistics to launch into the spring weather. And then to discuss the Rafah final assault by the IDF, Jeff McCausland and I talk about how the U.S. has said don't do it, the U.N. has said don't do it. The choice is destroy the four battalions that are left intact in Rafah or back away and let Hamas live another day. The choice is a rough one. The mission when the war began 6 months ago or more was to destroy Hamas. It looks destroyed, but it's now a guerrilla organization. And a guerrilla organization lasts for years in song and legend and defiance. We discussed China's business model, Charles Burton and Gordon Chang. It's simple. They use hacking for theft and blackmail. No more. No fancy. China's a thief. Chinese Communist Party is a blackmailer. And then a conversation about the defense industrial base in South Korea, which is in fine feather. More of that is needed in Japan and the United States and Israel. Marxist-Leninist ideology, I speak with Victor Davis Hanson. Marxist-Leninist ideology failed in 1942. The Russians were surrounded by the Germans, lost 5 million men because the commissars directed the divisions. When they were elbowed aside and professional soldiers took over, the Russians eventually won. Same story in Europe for Napoleon. The reason he was so successful is the coalition was made up of aristocrats who have no talent whatsoever other than to be aristocrats, ideological aristocrats. Victor's point is that ideology fails. He uses this as an example of DEI, how it has failed. And yet, we also discuss the defund the police theme of several years past, coterminous or maybe integrated into DEI, being reversed in the cities that have seen violent crime and worse, skyrocket. The one we feature is D.C., a beautiful city, now dangerous, daytime as well as nighttime, according to the reports, according to the headlines. Defund the police. And then a conversation about the failed business plan in China. They believe that going back to manufacturing and dumping their product on the world will bring in their money and right their economy. The economy is in difficulty because of debt, because of credit buildup on buildings that nobody lives in. Manufacturing can't solve it, but in any event, nobody's going to use that manufacturing model successfully anymore. The world caught up with China's game. Export only, don't consume. The PRC is taking short steps towards oblivion. Baidu, sharing AI with Apple. Can it manage the candor of AI? I don't know that Apple is a factor here. It's the Great Wall of China. Can it deal with it? A data manager, which is what AI is, and better the data you give it, the smarter it seems. It knows Chinese history. How do they deal with the fact that it'll snap back if you give it bad information and it knows you're wrong? And then on to Russia. The G5 Sahel, the states across the shore of the Sahara Desert, are all in turmoil. Led by Niger, but Russia has a plan to build a railroad from Tripoli and the Mediterranean coast all the way to Central African Republic, with spurs going off to Mali, Burkina Faso, through Niger, reaching towards Sudan. It's a brilliant vision. It's for extracting resources, of course. Good for Russia, good for China. Also providing security. That would be the Africa Corps, the renamed Wagner Group. In a conversation with two professors from the University of York, Richard Wilkinson and Kate Pickett, about income inequality driving antisocial behavior such as homelessness and addiction, violence, self-destruction. The more unequal the incomes, the worse the antisocial behavior. The U.S. used to be in the middle of the pack, but after 1980, we're an outlier. We're so extremely unequal. The U.S. Norway does best on the same chart. California, the man-killer cougar. I speak to Ted Stankiewicz at California State University, Long Beach, who runs a mammal lab, about the need for apex predators and what is to be done if you confront a mountain lion. What was wrong with this mountain lion? Speculation. It's a tragedy. Tourism overrunning Boca Chica to see, to get a glance at Starship and Super Heavy. Musk has created a phenomenon. He's writing the story of the moon race in South Texas. Good for him. And Odysseus, the lander for Intuitive Machines, that tipped over upon landing. It crashed. It came down too fast. It had a failure of a device, a laser that was supposed to judge how high it was above the moon's surface. It didn't get switched on before launch. So they approximated the surface, and they came down too hard and probably broke a leg. Well, Odysseus lasted for a little while on solar cells and is now finished. There's more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.